Hey there, fired up friends. Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of procrastination-busting motivation. Ready to level up your life? Buckle up because today's jam is about something super important. Self-compassion. Ever feel like you're swimming through a sea of self-doubt, constantly second-guessing yourself and putting things off until, well, never? Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments when our inner critic turns into a full-blown monster, whispering negative thoughts in our ears and making us want to crawl under the covers. But here's the game changer. Self-compassion isn't just some fluffy feel-good concept, it's the key to unlocking your potential and crushing those procrastination monsters once and for all. So, what exactly is this magic elixir called self-compassion? Think of it as treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. You wouldn't berate them for their mistakes, right? You'd offer a listening ear, a shoulder to lean on, and maybe even some chocolate, because who doesn't love chocolate? Well, guess what? It's time to extend that same level of love and acceptance to yourself. Because let's be real, we all mess up sometimes. We all have those days where we feel like a complete failure. And that's okay. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the power of self-compassion. 1. Ditch the inner critic. That nagging voice in your head constantly pointing out flaws and belittling your efforts. Yeah, it's time to tell that critic to take a hike. Instead of listening to those negative whispers, try rephrasing them into something more supportive and encouraging. Think, I'm still learning, instead of, I'm so stupid. You wouldn't talk to your best friend like that, right? 2. Embrace imperfection. Perfectionism is a sneaky little monster that loves to keep us stuck in procrastination mode. We think we have to be flawless before we even start, which can feel totally overwhelming. But here's the truth. Nobody's perfect. And guess what? That's actually a superpower. Embracing imperfection allows us to learn, grow, and make progress without fear of failure. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about showing up and doing our best. 3. Celebrate small wins. Every little victory counts. Did you finally tackle that daunting task you've been putting off? Awesome. Give yourself a high five. Did you just manage to stay focused for 15 minutes straight? Then, that's progress worth celebrating. Recognizing and appreciating your accomplishments, even the small ones, helps build momentum and keeps you motivated. 4. Practice mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is racing a million miles an hour, filled with anxieties and worries? Taking a few moments to practice mindfulness can be game-changing. Focus on your breath, observe your surroundings, and let those thoughts drift by without judgment. This helps calm the mental chatter, reduce stress, and bring you back to the present moment where you can actually focus on getting things done. 5. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself like the amazing human being you are. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it, take breaks when you feel overwhelmed, and engage in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for your well-being and ability to thrive. Let me tell you a story about this amazing woman named Sarah who was struggling with procrastination big time. She had a million brilliant ideas but constantly felt stuck, paralyzed by self-doubt and fear of failure. One day, she stumbled upon the concept of self-compassion and decided to give it a try. She started talking to herself with kindness, celebrating her small wins and practicing mindfulness. You know what? It changed everything. Sarah began tackling her projects with renewed confidence and enthusiasm. She realized that being kind to herself wasn't about giving up on her goals, it was about showing up for herself with love and support every step of the way. Listen, friends, self-compassion isn't a magical cure all for procrastination, but it's a powerful tool that can help you overcome those inner hurdles and unlock your true potential. So today, I challenge you to start treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a dear friend. Remember, you are worthy of love, support, and success. Are you ready to take action? Start by identifying one small thing you can do today to practice self-compassion. Maybe it's writing down 3 things you're grateful for, taking a relaxing bath, or simply telling yourself I am enough with conviction. Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's build a community of fired-up individuals who support and uplift each other. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright and crushing those goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.